The council okays a tax hike for you. Good morning. The city's public safety tax is going up to help pay for more police on this city's streets. The Indianapolis City County Council approved the tax hike last night with a 19-10 vote. This tax increase is part of Mayor Greg Ballard's plan to hire 280 additional IMPD officers over the next 4 years. The city of Indianapolis is facing a lawsuit. Indianapolis's Fraternal Order of Police and their Professional Firefighters Union have joined forces and filed the suit against the city. They say the unions that represent the city's police officers and firefighters made a deal to extend a collective bargaining agreement for 2 additional years to maintain their current health insurance coverage. However, after the contract was agreed on, they were allegedly notified that the new plan would eliminate their range of options and have higher deductibles. A suspect is sought in a fatal shooting of a teen. IMPD is looking for a suspect in the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old on the east side. They say he was riding his bike just before 9 p.m. on Saturday when he was shot in the lower abdomen. Police say a potential suspect was seen running north from the area on Colorado Avenue. An IMPD officer spotted giving a homeless man a pair of boots is being thrust into the spotlight. Indiana Pacers player Roy Hibbert witnessed the good deed on Monday and posted a picture to Twitter and Facebook. It's since been shared more than 1,000 times. IMPD is trying to figure out which officer is in that picture. Well, it's too early to talk about the holidays unless you're looking for a job. Meijer just announced they want to fill 1,800 positions in Indiana alone as retail shopping ramps up in the fall. Gadget lovers across the nation are looking forward to Apple's big announcement today. There's plenty of buzz about the rumored iPhone 6 with larger screen choices. The tech giant may also unveil a new wearable smartwatch that will keep track of a wearer's heart rate. The White House is commenting on newly released video of Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice slugging his then fiance in an elevator. A White House spokesman said yesterday that President Obama, like any American, believes that domestic violence is contemptible and unacceptable in a civilized society, and that, quote, hitting a woman is not something a real man does. The NFL has suspended Rice indefinitely. More Rice reaction. Rutgers University is erasing all reminders that Ray Rice was once even a star running back at the school by removing Rice from a Nights in the NFL video that plays during the team's home games in New Jersey. They've also removed him from its website page that lists NFL alumni. Governor Chris Christie is calling Rice's behavior completely unacceptable. Back here at home, Colts linebacker Robert Mathis is out for the season after tearing his Achilles while working out in Atlanta. Coach Chuck Pagano called the news, quote, a devastating blow. Partly sunny on this Tuesday, a high of 82. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and old school, 106.7 WTLC, and right here online at tlcnaptown.com.